Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room. And it's like, you know you who you coming after.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you getting a dog. You getting one of these ticked off dogs, too. That's like, bruh, that team passed on me.
Scorched earth.
That team passed on me. They could have game and got me.
You tore.
I'm a warrior, bro. I'm the type of dude that get off the bus mad. It's raining outside.
But I'll take this, baby. 4 lightning strikes. 4 episodes of Thunder Snow.
Oh, y'all tried me.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Thank God for Cam Newton. That's all I can say.
Thank God for Cam Newton.
Hi, Fitzy. Anything? How are you? Welcome to OMF. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Big O? You know, I got to be honest. The pre-show.
We're not honest on this show.
We lie. If anyone wants to go behind the curtain at OMF, I wasn't sure if that was you or Wally Backman getting thrown out of a game on the pre-show call. Holy sailor's mouth. My kid's swear jar was full. I love you, Big O.
Well, he finally found something he was passionate about. Or somewhat correct about.
What's your winning percentage right now? Like 23.2?
I'm batting 1,000.
Like
winning?
You were on a roll for a while. Then the New York Post discovered you were a total fraud.
Hold on. I've asked you this multiple times. Who's right more than me?
The rest of the world.
Nope.
The rest of the world.
No.
Hey, Wiggy. Wiggy's right.
No,
How could you do that to him? Who's wrong more than Charlie Casserly and Wiggy? Come on.
Put them together and they still have zero stories right.
But I do love Cam Newton because there's no sports. We have no content. We have nothing to talk about. We make stuff up every single day. This whole idea of 20% are going to show up at Gillette Stadium, stop it. Fitzy, I hate to ruin your fall. Nobody's showing up.
What do you mean 20%? What are you talking about?
We'll get to it. They're announcing that, you know, if we have people, 20% can show up. Nobody's going to show up.
Wait, hold on. You can't tease me like that. I mean, having 20% of capacity at Gillette Stadium or not?
It's not going to happen.
Why?
I'm telling you it's not going to happen. They're telling you it's going to happen. I'm telling you. Who's been more right than me?
You've never been right because you've actually never said anything to be wrong or right about.
Well, I cover both sides.
Even so. Dale Arnold thinks you play it safe. Come on.
Oh, please.
Wow.
Let me get to Cam Newton because I love the fact that he is speaking every single day. Now, I'm not sure Bill is thrilled about this. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. But I do love the fact that he's keeping us entertained. And this was an hour of really good entertainment on YouTube. And so Victor Cruz is conducting a podcast. He's got Todd Gurley. He's got Odell Beckham Jr. And, of course, he's got Cam. They're sitting there drinking wine and smoking cigars. Now, I hate
to tell you. Look at all those vices.
I like their style. I like their style an awful lot. So Cam starts by talking about first finding out that the New England Patriots were interested in him.
Man, I got a call, and my agent hit me. I was, you know, no cap. I was working out. And he was like, hey, man, you know, we just got an interest from a team. I'm like, okay, cool, who? And he was like, New England. I said, hold on. Like, how is me and Belichick going to mesh? You know what I'm saying?
Because that was the first thing I thought.
Because it's like perception.
Yeah. I think his perception of Belichick is not that. Like, I'm thinking I'm the one dancing, I'm having fun. And then I see you out there and what you brought to the game and to the table. So I understand, like, I feel like watching you and now to feel that vindication and to be going to Belichick, there is no, like, how is it going to work? For me, all he want to do is put you in a place to succeed.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see it.
So Cam was being honest. How the hell is this thing going to work with Belichick? Victor Cruz echoed it and said, yeah, how the hell is this thing going to work with you and Belichick? And then Odell Beckham Jr. wanted to make sure Bill was listening. Hey, Bill, I know you put players in the best position. I'm out here. Maybe you can trade for me.
I love how Odell Beckham Jr. is the adult in the room.
Well, he's trying to suck up the bill. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, stop it. He's not trying to suck up the bill. I mean, he doesn't need to. Bill's already aware of him.
No, he wants to play. He wants to maybe come to New England.
Okay, but so does everybody. Suddenly everybody wants to. Do they realize Brady's gone? He's gone.
I didn't know who's still, but they know who's still there. And Odell Beckham Jr. has been out there with those, you know, runway orange cones for like 2 years. Like, I'm here, coach. Yes, come get me.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Hello. Like,
hi. Still interested.
Yeah, but isn't that not to completely change the discussion, but that goes back to who's more important.
Right.
Who's more important? It's always going to be Bill. That's another discussion for another day. But that was one of the first things that we talked about. You see Cam, you see what he's like, you sit there and go, wow, I mean, he's got an odd personality. He's out there. He's always dramatizing every situation, over dramatizing every situation.
We prefer unique. He's a unique guy.
I'm fine with unique. Brady's unique. But initially, that's your knee jerk reaction is, man, these guys are, they're so different. They're so different.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how could they ever get along? Well, I don't think that part of it is an issue. The reality is once everybody comes into that locker room, they meet Bill, they talk with him, they understand exactly what Odell Beckham said. Like, that's the reality. I'm just looking at you as a commodity. That's it.
Correct.
You're an asset to me. How do I get the most out of my asset? How do I make a small investment and get this huge dividend at the end of the season?
I agree.
That's it.
I agree. And I think if Cam Newton understands that it's not going to be his way, it's going to be Bill's way, he won't have any issues whatsoever. And if he comes and he motivated and he just wants to return to that MVP level, he won't have an issue. This will be a perfect situation for him. But the one that gets me is the more he talks, the more he is giving Belichick the blueprint on how to handle Cam Newton. Because we all know what's going to happen. Camp opens up, media, fans, everybody is going to be talking about who?
Cam Newton.
Not the defense.
The Patriots.
Not the defensive player of the year. They're not going to talk about offense may be really good because we got offensive players. But no, everything is going to be about Cam Newton. And what does Bill hate? Bill hates everything being around one guy. He wouldn't let Tom Brady be that guy. That's one reason Brady's not here right now. Okay? He's not going to allow one guy, even though the outside world, all of us, all of the fans, maybe even some of the other players, are all going to be sitting there being asked questions about Cam Newton. Belichick is going to shut that down. What Cam is going to find out is he's going to come in. He's not going to be that superstar. He's going to be one of, what's it going to be, 80 now in camp, not 90? One of 80 in camp. And Bill is purposely going to treat him that way. You said this yesterday, Christian, and the more I think about it, you might be right. First run through, they go out there. First team, quarterback, stay.
Wait,
get out there.
Fitz, we had this conversation last
week. Yeah.
That's what Bill will do.
Well, because I said that he was going to, listen, for the lack of a better term,
challenge him, if you will.
Screw with him, mess with him, Jedi mind trick him.
Yep.
And I want to say you disagreed, Fitzy.
I disagreed only as much as I don't think that Belichick is going to let Cam Newton come in and hear everybody roar because he wants him to make noise and he wants to show up Brady. I think because of the unique nature of Cam Newton and how he behaves, how he composes himself, Belichick, who, if I may borrow a phrase I heard from Mina Kimes, which I love to describe Belichick, he's schematically agnostic. So he works with the system, the game plan, isn't that great?
I like that.
He works with every individual. I know he's got his ways, Glenn, but Belichick works with individuals, schemes, and game plans as he sees fit or what he needs to do. So if Cam Newton has to be handled differently but still wants to get him to fall under the Patriot umbrella, he'll do it, but you can't just completely suppress Cam Newton because he's not going to fall in line and sound like Kyle Van Noy or Jonathan Jones or any other player who's in there. Because he's Cam Newton, why.
Well, he did the same thing to Brady in the last couple
of
years.
But Tom
Brady
wasn't...
Nobody bitched more in the last 2 years than Tom Brady. Tom Brady was bitching when they were 8-0.
And
why was he bitching? Because he didn't get his way.
He was done with him, Glenn. I think Belichick was. He told us, for God's sakes, when he took the kid, when he took Tony Romo Jr. out of Eastern Illinois a couple of years ago, he was ready to move on from Brady. It's Brady who outkicked the expectations and coverage of Belichick, stuck around just long enough to pick up a sixth ring, but then maybe one season too long. But I don't think Belichick's going to treat him like that.
But that's Belichick's style. I do. I think Belichick is going to make him earn everything, and that will be the question here, because he either earns it and he becomes the starter of this team. Or the flip side, 3 or 4 weeks into camp, he's out of here. He's out of here. He won't even be on the team. There's no way he's going to be the backup quarterback on this team. So it's all on Cam right now. There's a lot of Cam stuff. He gets into the social media stuff, and this is fascinating because we started the show by telling you that once again, we get a Cam Newton production day with more stuff. He's planning on a lot more, and he's giving you an outline of what he's going to do. We'll get to all of that stuff. Fitzy in today for Lou, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I had to count the days how long I was unemployed. It was 86 nights. People going to get signed that I'm looking at, and I'm like, you can't say I'm old because people older than me getting signed.
Especially at your position.
Hello. Can't say it's about injury because people who are injured, more injured than me are getting signed. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whoa, where we at? I'll be the first person to tell you, these last 2 years, I haven't been putting the best film on tape. That's just honest. There's other people that's been putting film out there that's getting picked up. And I'm like, whoa, every team at one point had to say, Cam Newton, pass. That's the disrespect that I feel.
You ever put any bleepy film out there before?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Never when I was a free agent. But yeah, of course. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? The bleepy film always comes from some sort of injury-related issue. Guys that are talented, they only get slowed down because of injury. Because they're always playing at 60% capacity. So you never get 100%. But they're so talented that even at 60%, they're good. They can get by. But you're never going to get, you know, everything that you hope and wish for because they're limited. Because they just can't do certain things. And that's what Cam Newton was. So he's devalued. But I will tell you this, and we're going to do this later on. We're going to do this later on in the show. Because every time I hear Cam Newton, I think of Tom Brady. Not by the way they look, not by the way they talk or their tone or their pacing or even the way they dress or their mannerisms. That's completely different. But what they say, I can challenge both of you guys that if I read a quote from Tom Brady and one from Cam Newton, you couldn't tell me who said which one.
Well, maybe in the last 2 years, I would agree with you.
No, I'm going to give you, we're going to do this today. We're going to do this later on today. Maybe in the 5 o'clock hour. Huh, Tyler, what do you think? We worked this out?
It's good that you planned it all out in advance.
We did plan it out. Thanks to my crack production team.
This is called Big Market Show Prep right here.
Big Market Show Prep. Right there. We actually have a sponsor also for this segment.
Oh, we do? Is it Under Armour because it's Cam Newton and Tom Brady?
They haven't gotten back to us yet.
It's about respect!
It's going to be McFarland Energy or, you know, New England Men's Health, something like that.
Shaw's and Star Market.
Shaw's, yes, exactly. Sure. But we're going to do that because what I notice is that, first of all, people get it wrong on how, at least I'm judging Cam Newton. Like, what he says and his the way he says it, I don't have an issue with. You can wear whatever the hell you want. Hell, last week, Lou was on here talking about he didn't want to wear his hat. He said if he loses, he shouldn't wear his hat if he loses. He wants him to bring two suits, one for when he wins, mm-hmm. and then one for when he loses.
So one he can dress like he's going to a zoot suit riot afterwards, and the other one should just be like a trash bag.
Yeah, just real boring and clean, right. No color, no track pop, suit. Nothing whatsoever. Yeah, yeah, just right. You know, status quo, generic. But to me, they say the same thing. They mean the same thing. I think people get confused and get thrown by just the way Cam Newton looks, the way he talks, what he wears, the way he moves his hands. He says the exact same thing.
Listen, I think he's been fairly honest in all of this, but he can't do it every single day. He's not going to be able to do this, and it's not going to work for him. So he got into replacing Tom Brady, and he got into something that I think he is 100% correct, but I'm not sure it's smart to say it. Here it is.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room, and it's like, you know you who you coming after. And I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah. What he was, what he is great. Needs no even talking about it. But one thing about it, though, you, Coach McDaniels, you were able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now. All right, you know, and I told, hey, you getting a dog? You getting one of these ticked off dogs too? That's like, bro. And I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, who we play? That team passed on me. Okay, that team passed on me. They could have game and got me. They hollered at me. I even asked my agents, like, hey, yo, so what's up with? Nah, man. The agent act like he was like, well, we gotta wait till it was just all type of. You know, issues. So I'm like, bro, you know what? I'm gonna take this time with the COVID. I said, I'm gonna commit to myself.
So I'm confused at what the hell he was talking about there at the end. He was confusing himself. But the fact that what he talked about with Brady was honest. The stuff that he talked about with Coach McDaniels, he's going to be able to call stuff he hasn't been able to call before, I all think is honest. It's stupid for him to say it publicly. And it's something that I guarantee you Belichick picked up on. That is something Bill picked up on. So the question is that McDaniels and Belichick will look at Cam Newton and say, this is this guy's skill set. He can do a lot more. There's certain things we can do. We're going to run things different. You've been talking about that for months, Christian. On the other hand, they're going to devise it, and Cam's not. They're the ones that are going to devise it. So the question is, what is Cam's approach here? Is his approach to fit into what they're doing? Because they're not stupid. This is a really intelligent coaching staff, maybe the best in the game. And they're going to come up with a game plan that fits what he does. But he's not going to have an awful lot of say in that. He's not.
I disagree on that.
Well, Tom Brady had no say.
That's not true either.
Tom Brady said he had no say.
That's not true.
Tom Brady's out of here because the last 2 years he didn't have say. He admitted it.
That's not true. It isn't true.
That's what Tom Brady said.
That's not true. Every quarterback, any veteran quarterback, now, if you want to talk about personnel, okay, fine. We can talk about personnel. But if you want to talk about, okay, Tom, here's a give me – this is what coordinators do. Give me your five favorite plays inside the 10. Give me your five favorite plays inside the 20. Give me your favorite play action pass. Give me your favorite goal line play. I want to call a play that you feel most comfortable doing. It's no different than Josh McDaniels, Charlie Weiss, Mike Holmgren. Go down the line. Any coordinator worth anything. Because he did the same thing with Jacoby Brissett. He did the same thing with Matt Castle.
Sure did.
They have a ton of say. Like, I think you're not understanding what Brady was talking about. Personnel is one thing. Hey, throw it over there. No, he doesn't run the right route. Like, that's different than having a say on what plays actually go into the game plan.
Glenn. I'm not saying that he's not going to have a zero say. I'm not saying he's zero say in what they're doing. The fact is that by coming out and saying what he said. It was an honest statement, and he's correct. They're going to do stuff that they did not do with Tom Brady. But that's the type of stuff where they're going to reel him in.
Oh, no. That's not true. He gave away trades. The rest of the league, the Patriots are going to do things
differently.
No,
they're not going to like that. No, they're not going to like
that.
They're not going to like that.
Who is not going to like that?
Bill's not going to like
that.
Why?
Hello, Captain Obvious. Jeez, he can run. Oh, hello.
He's big.
He's strong.
He's different.
Oh.
He's not a pocket
run pass
passer.
Option. Oh. Bootleg and naked. I mean, come on. They're not. Of course they are.
But, Glenn, do you honestly think that Belichick is going to be put off, like, knowing who he signed? Because there's 9 years of a professional body of work. There's 9 years of social media and flamboyance and his behavior. Do you think Belichick is going to completely expect him to fall in line? And or do you think he and McDaniels are put off by the fact that he said McDaniels has never had a quarterback
no,
like me?
I would think that No. What they're going to do is they're going to look at what he's doing right now. Uh-huh. And they're going to sit there and they're going to reel him in. And the way you reel him in is exactly what you guys were apparently talking about last week when I was out. And that is, it's going to be competition. He's going to have to earn this job. So if he thinks he's going to come in and he's anointed as the starter, okay, because I've heard people say it's his job to lose. Well, I guess maybe that's the case because he's the odds-on favorite to win the job because he's got a much bigger resume than what the other kids got. Kids got no resume, right? But on the other hand, they're going to make him and force him to earn that job. And he may not like the method along the way. And that's where he may get himself into trouble.
Well, I 100% agree with you because I said it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think there's what Bill is saying and how he's approaching sending that message. But I think anyone worth anything would bet the farm that Cam Newton is going to be your starter week one. Is. I mean, sure. Okay.
I wouldn't put money on it. Oh, I would not put money on it.
Then you know what? Then here's my issue is that you're listening to the wrong people because I don't think people are honest with you, Glenn. I don't think they're honest with you. And you're so gullible, you listen to everything.
I'm not sure you're correct.
I'm not saying there's not going to be a competition. Give me a Patriots position over the last 20 years that hasn't been a competition. Even the only guy that has not been in a full-fledged competition year after year really has been Brady. That's it. But every other position, they're constantly looking for.
Yeah, and I'm not listening to anybody. So I'm formulating my own opinion on this based on how this works, how it works down there. And I think it is going to be an open competition. I don't think they're going to shut Stidham out of that thing. I do think that Bill's going to understand, because he's good at this, that when they open up camp, the media, all going to be talking about Cam Newton.
Glenn, you got the scouts out, don't you?
Exactly. All talking about Cam Newton. Everything is going to be Cam. And that's not, as you know, Christian, that's not how Bill operates. Bill will go the other direction. He will try to create going into the other direction because he does not want this thing to be handed over to Cam Newton. That's not going to help him out. All right, we're going to get to a lot more of it, including Steve Smith, former teammate of Cam Newton. Who does he think is going to be the starter? We'll get to all of that and your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Happy to have Fitzy with us today, filling in for Lou.
I did talk to a head coach in the division over text message about specifically what he expects from the New England Patriots. And I want to make sure I get this right, because right now, this entire show has declared Cam Newton as being the starter week one, right? But no one here actually plays the game of football currently. So a head coach in the division has said, I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks, use Cam Newton as perhaps the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in this offense. I could be wrong, but I know one thing for a fact, and that's the New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
Diana Rossini from ESPN. I think we all know they love.
Hold on. Glenn, we are going to redo the board. The board that is still in the office. Tyler, get in here and erase all this stuff. We don't need anyone's opinion on Tom Brady gone or staying.
Could change.
Okay. What we're going to do is change the board, and we're going to say Cam Newton starts, Stidham starts. Okay, so you're on record right now. Fitzy's actually erasing it right now, and he's getting the ink all over his hands, just so you can't see. Okay, so I want you to go on record right now. Yeah. I want you to go on record right now. Glenn E. Ordway. Is your middle name? Yeah, Little Earl. That's right. Glenn E. Ordway, Little Earl.
It's D for dope.
Dope? No, I would never call you that. Right. Do you think
Stidham.
Jared Stidham is going to be the starter
I
week
do.
One?
I'm going to take a All shot. Right. I'll take a shot in the dark.
Wow, look Stidham. At you there going you out on the ledge. Yep, whoa,
what, I said this weeks ago.
You have
ago.
The sound effect, A-hole. Too.
I said this weeks ago.
Why are you
going to
call
ago.
Me names?
Weeks
why
ago.
Why do I got to be an
because
a-hole?
Because you don't listen.
Oh, please.
Thank
hello,
God
pot.
We have
hello,
Lou on the show.
Pot.
He
hello,
listens.
It's B. Kettle.
Fitzy, listen.
Hello. Hello, Pot. Why, it's B. Kettle.
There is nothing worse than being in the radio back seat and having mom and dad argue all the way to the Cape in traffic. What is going on here?
Welcome to LMF 2 to 6 every day.
Jeez.
All right, Fitzy.
Yeah.
Give me your call. You know, take your shot.
Oh, I hemmed and hawed, and I 50-50'd and 80-20'd and 75-25'd about Brady going. But I always knew he was gone just like you did, and we heard he was going to the same place. This is a 100-0 straight Dunsky Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
100%.
I am 100. I even have my Dunsky shirt on right now. Yeah, it's Cam Newton. You know what? It feels good to say Stidham because you've been kind of pushing that narrative, Glenn, since the beginning. But bring yourself to week one. Just bring yourself there. So if Stidham is starting, that means Cam Newton lost the job.
And he's gone. I think that's a possibility. I don't see him. Fitzy, you tell me. Yep. If he doesn't get the starting job on opening day, it doesn't mean he's not going to be a starter here. But if he is not the game one starter, is he with the New England Patriots?
Fare thee well. Sayonara.
He's not.
No right. chance.
He's
no,
not.
No, he's not a package player. The Diana Rossini thing where it's
anything.
Like, well, they're going to employ three quarterbacks and they're going to have a Cam package. No. Do you think he wants to come in and prove himself for that one final giant mega deal that he wants and believes he deserves because he's such a superstar and he's a former MVP and a Super Bowl quarterback? Do you think he wants to come in and earn the job at the Bears next year or for the Lions or the Jaguars by running 7 to 9 plays? He's not Taysom Hill. He's not a gimmick quarterback. There are gimmicks to his game, but he's not a gimmick quarterback, and he's not going to come in and be like, whatever you need, Mr. Belichick.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And remember, Glenn, remember, you got to remember what you're getting from Cam Newton.
You
don't know what
I'm getting. Ticked off
I don't think you know what you're getting.
Like, bro.
You don't know what you get.
I'm playing
you're getting
you.
A guy that's lost
you're
his last 8
you're
games.
You're getting a ticked off dog,
you're getting
dog,
a guy
Glenn.
That's had 3 major surgeries in the last 2
you're
years.
You're getting a dog.
I'm getting
you're
a dog.
You're getting a dog. Alpha dog for real, for real.
I get
real.
That. But the only thing I'll say about you guys, and Cam Newton could very well be the starting quarterback in the first game, but anybody thinks that's 100%
okay,
is out of their mind.
You and your percentages.
You're out of your mind.
You're you and your percentages.
This is a competition. You are out of your mind.
Listen, I know you took last week off, but we did 4 hours a day on the same topic.
Excuse me.
Okay? And we all said the same thing. Give me a time where anybody over the last 20 years was handed anything in this organization.
You just said 100%.
I think he's going to win the job. 100%. And win the job. Yes. Yeah, that has to do with earning the job.
And Blaine Gabbert could still beat out Tom Brady. Who knows? It's 2020.
I mean, you and his percentages makes no sense.
Hold on. That analogy does not work. Okay? And the analogy
Blaine
doesn't
Gabbert's
work
good.
Because Tom Brady has $50 million of guaranteed money. Okay? It's business. All right? And so this guy's got $550,000 guaranteed. That is it. There's a huge difference there, Fitzy. There's no way Tom Brady's losing that gig.
I know, Glenn.
Okay,
I know.
Big, huge difference.
But the thing that I think we're overlooking here is that, are you sure, Glenn? I'm going to give you one more chance to walk that one back. I don't want to see you on Freezing Takes anytime soon, on Old Takes Exposed. I understand that it is in the best interest of the football team, and stop me if you've heard this before, but I think that's what Coach Bill always says. He does what's in the best interest of the football team to not just coronate Cam Newton, the starter and the new king of Foxborough, because he's done nothing here, literally, aside from show up in a Hamburglar romper and sign his deal. He has done nothing. So therefore, of course, it's technically Stidham's job. But I think we'd all be blind, drunk, or both. And Lord knows I did one of your shows last year, blind, drunk.
I remember that.
It was good times. We all loved the Ford way.
Do you remember that?
Most of it. Just enough. But just enough. But we'd all be crazy to think that Cam Newton isn't going to come in here if he's healthy enough and beat out a guy who was picked in the fourth round after 1 year with all of his talents.
So just take that little sentence you said, if he's healthy enough. He hasn't been for the last
I would also like to say this. We're not going to use the crutch if he's healthy.
Yeah, well, it's a big
then
part.
Then say the same thing about Stidham. How about this? If he's smart.
No, there's a difference.
If he's not a wimp.
No, focus. Hold on.
If he's not focused. If he doesn't act like a rookie.
There's a difference.
Keep doing that. No idea if Stidham's going to stay healthy or not. Everybody uses that crutch when they have an opinion. Like, stop using it.
It's a
everybody.
It's the first sentence when you're talking about the future of Cam Newton. Health.
You know what? Patrick Mahomes is going to play awesome if he's healthy.
You can't
George Kittle is going to be the highest paid tight end in the history of the league if he's healthy.
Well, now you're just being defensive.
Devin McCourty is going to win
the
Nobel Peace Prize.
That's the first sentence
if he's
when anybody is talking about Cam Newton is if he is healthy. Because you know what? The chances are probably not in his favor that he's going to be healthy.
Okay, things that I'm going to commit to never saying again. Okay, and you can put a little dog collar around me, and you can shock me every time I say it. When I refer to Cam Newton, if he's healthy, I'm not going to say it anymore.
Well, that's stupid.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
You're a fanboy who's closing your ears and saying no. I don't
want
to hear that he's on hell.
That's the reason.
You
want a soft landing.
Christian, that's the reason he only has $550,000 guaranteed.
That's
Teddy
fine.
Bridgewater's keep got 22.
That's one thing I'm not going to say. The other thing I'm not going to say is what happens when, in referring to college football, professional football, NBA, or anything involving the coronavirus or COVID-19, which would basically say.
Right, so now you're getting off on a tangent.
No, I'm not getting off on a tangent. Right,
can we get back on this tangent? I want to get back on Cam Newton.
Let me give you something on Cam Newton. I'm glad you brought this. No, this is right in your wheelhouse. Okay, this is in your wheelhouse. Because Fitzy and I were talking about a certain show that I am watching, and it's called Yellowstone, and I love it. It's an awesome show in so many different ways. I know I gave you a recommendation maybe 3 weeks ago, okay, when it comes to The Wrong Missy. Okay?
Oh, boy.
You didn't like that one.
That movie sucked.
Okay. I can vouch for this one, and I have a lot of support on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, and he plays the role of John Dutton. And John Dutton has all these kids. And the whole movie revolves around, well, part of it, about how his kids are constantly seeking approval. And they're constantly, you know, looking for a pat on the back, like they've accomplished something.
Can you reel us into Cam Newton, please?
And here's what I think Cam Newton, and this is what Brady tried for 20 years and never got it. That's what kept him so hungry. Cam Newton is going to have a game, and he's going to be like, wow, I was pretty damn good. I accomplished something.
Yep.
Hey, I've arrived. I'm looking for a pat on the back. He won't get it.
Nope.
He won't get it. He'll do something else, and he's going to constantly strive for the approval or like a smile from Bill or, hey, some appreciation. How many times do we hear that? He's never going to get it. And that's why I told
you
guys the other day.
I'm speaking myself.
No, but I also said that they were going to, this team, this offense has the ability to break records.
Whatever.
And all of it is tied in to the chip that is built on the entire offense.
All right, so I'll agree that you made a valid point. It took you a long time to go around Yellowstone.
Well, I wanted to kind of give Yellowstone.
But you get to the point,
but we got there.
He's not going to get that recognition. And I told you yesterday, the biggest fear I have is if he plays well after three games, not only is he not going to get the recognition, but he's going to look and say, I'm not getting any respect. They're paying me $1 million, and I've got to earn all this other stuff. That is going to piss him off. But there are a lot of other people out there that have been around him. How about Steve Smith? Is it Steve Smith Sr., right? It's not Junior. Sr. was on WFNZ, the sports station down in Charlotte. And he's been around Cam Newton, and it's interesting because he thinks Stidham is the starter.
The interesting part that let's go ahead and dial it back a little bit and say right now it's Stidham's job to lose.
You think so? Okay.
Right? I'm pretty sure the guy who was on the roster prior to getting a free agent guy that signed a league minimum that's incentivized would say money talks, BS walks, right? And when you are signing through free agency and you are signing a league minimum, $550,000 guaranteed and close to $6 million in incentives, that is a earn it. That is a prove it deal. That is a bet on yourself.
And it's easy to get rid of a guy like that. $550,000. If you get one of those days where Cam doesn't like the fact that he's not getting that recognition, it's easy. It's easy to move on.
Okay, that's all great. Hey, good job, Steve Smith. First of all, I don't know if these two even like each other. That may be a different story.
There could be a vendetta or a grudge carried over.
Not that they like each other.
They could be tweaking them right there.
Yeah, but I just sit there and go, okay, if I'm an evaluator and I'm not going to be sidetracked or influenced by anything you did in the past, and that's what Bill is doing. Okay, well, just by the fact that you're in the building and you're here doesn't mean you're the starter. You may take the first set of reps because you just know the offense better, but you're not a better player. You are holding the seat for the starter. That is what you're doing. Because if you line them both up and you give them both the same equal set of opportunities, Cam Newton is the better football player. So if he doesn't start and he isn't hurt, it's just because Bill wants to send a message. That's it. Because he's your best option to win. And if that is what your goal is and that's your philosophy, then Stidham can play next year. To me, it's really kind of laughable.
No, it isn't laughable because you're going on the star quality of Cam Newton. There were 31 other There were 31 other teams that had an opportunity to pass on this unbelievable quarterback that you keep on telling me that can do everything. And 31 other teams passed on him. They only had to give him a few million dollars here or there, scraps, and they could have gotten him, and they all passed on him. And that's because the sentence you like to omit, if he is healthy, is all part of the equation. All part of the equation.
I wish I could buzz you right now.
But you can't. But that's part of it, Christian. What you want to do is you want to eliminate the reason that 31 other teams passed on Cam Newton. You want to say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Buzz him.
You have to hear that.
Thank you.
I like the buzz.
Ooh, wait, but Glenn, when you
like a vibrator.
But when hey, easy. Yeah. Now you're getting back to the guy who called Christian's late night show during the Fourier 25 for 25. Glenn, when you bring in Cam Newton, it's not just I'm bringing in a chiseled, motivated, 6'5", 240-pound quarterback. You are bringing
like you're in love.
I am. I celebrate the entire catalog. I'm smitten. Why not? Yeah. I'm a Foxborough fanboy. I support every decision Bill makes.
I hear it. But you got a fanboy with you over there.
But Glenn, when you bring him in, it's much more than just the body of work. It's much more than just his motivation. Cam is an entire show. He's a brand. He's flamboyant.
Yeah, that's not going to work with Belichick. That brand stuff, good night.
But why not? But why not? Why not let it work to a certain degree?
Because that's not part of it. That's not the way Bill. No, that's not part of it. See, that's what I mean with the fans and the media are going to get caught up in Cam Newton. And for Bill, he'll go the other way to try to bring him down to earth. Because that's all we'll do. When they go to camp here, and what is it, the 28th, every story is going to be about Cam Newton. Nobody's going to be talking about these other players. It's going to be all Cam Newton. And that star character goes out the window. Bill doesn't want a star, a brand. He wants a starting quarterback that he can depend on.
I know, but in today's age, you get both. The only reason why Jarrett Stidham isn't doing it, because nobody will sponsor him. Because nobody will spend money
on
it.
That's right.
Exactly.
He's done nothing. Cam didn't
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. And he's
but
younger.
Bill doesn't care about that stuff, guys. He really doesn't
you wait,
care
hold
about
on.
That
like,
stuff.
I
that,
do,
was the, that was the downfall, apparently, of Tom Brady, and that Tom Brady comes out with Tom versus Time, and he wanted respect, and he wanted this. And I agree. He should have gotten more. He was the greatest football player in the history of the game. But why didn't he give him more? Because that's Bill, the way Bill Belichick does business. He treats you the same.
Nobody's saying that he won't, but you're acting like Martellus Bennett didn't come here and still do the same stuff he did and every other team he was on.
He didn't do what he did
he
with other
did
teams.
The, you know
oh,
what he
no,
didn't do? He didn't
no.
talk
and
about,
Michael was,
he didn't
and
talk
Michael
about
was calmed down as well,
brutality.
Too.
He didn't have, because he didn't have, because it wasn't a thing then.
No, oh, okay.
But I guarantee you, if it was, he'd be right in front of it. But he still did all his stuff on Tuesdays, did all his interviews. He didn't change at all.
All right,
not
so
one
I can,
bit.
So I can tell you this, that the one thing that we are going to get an awful lot of is more and more. If you thought we were going to get fewer videos, from Cam Newton? Nope, we're going to get a lot more. And on this one-hour podcast he did, he talked about his production company, which I think they're probably watching right now down in Foxborough. We'll get to all of that and why some people have a sneaking suspicion of why Cam Newton was picked up by other teams. Fitzy filling in for Lou right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.